The story of the German Jews is a story of assimilation, a story about people who were in Germany and in their minds of Germany as well, and who strived to be seen that way by other Germans. They were the success story of modern Europe. At the start of the 19th century, they were despised, impoverished, marginal to German life, and insular. Their progeny, though, included poets, novelists, journalists, physicians and physicists, industrialists and politicians. The Israeli writer Amos Ilon has his work cut out for him in his book about the Jews of Germany. It's called The Pity of It All. It's because we all know how the story ends, and it's hard to avoid judging the actions of people in 1848 or 1914 when we all know what befell them at the end of the story and the rise of Nazism in 1933. Amos Ilon, the surprise to me is how, in between the seasons of anti-Semitic riots or anti-Semitic press campaigns, how often the future looked so encouraging to the Jews of Germany.
Well, it did for most of this period, for most of the 19th century, it did look rather encouraging. Although there were periods when there was intermittent rebel rousing and anti-Semitic propaganda, as there were in every other European country, though noticeably much less so than in France or in England, or for that matter in Eastern Europe, where there were naturally also pogroms.
To read the accounts, even at the beginning of the 19th century, of intellectual salons run by Jewish women of Berlin, and later to read about these very sophisticated art collectors and industrialists, it's hard to remember. I mean, in say mid-18th century Germany, the lives of the grandparents of these people were phenomenally different.
Quite right. Their parents or their grandparents were living in the darkest Middle Ages. At the end of the 18th century, about 10% or 15% of the Jews of Germany were vagrant beggars. The rest were lower middle class or very poor. And yet, within a generation, this changed completely, and most Jews were middle class. And by the end of the 19th century, about a third were part of the upper middle class.
I want to ask you about a couple of the people who figure very prominently in this story, starting with Moses Mendelssohn.
Moses Mendelssohn was the first German Jew who arrived barefoot at the only gate of Berlin, where it was allowed for Jews and oxen to enter the city. This was in the middle of the 18th century. And he very quickly became not only a foremost figure in German literature and philosophy, he was called the Jewish Luther or the German Socrates. And this man was the first who strove to be a full German, and at the same time remain a loyal Jew.
Moses Mendelssohn today would be known to a large number of people, if for any reason at all, simply for being the grandfather of Felix Mendelssohn.
Yes, but at the same time he's really the patron saint of modern Jews. He's the first who advocated to live in both worlds simultaneously.
And his practice of Jewish orthodoxy was so private in many ways.
Very meticulous, too.
That his Christian friends,
yes,
at least in some instances, greatly underestimated how Jewish he was. They just assumed someone who thinks like this is an incipient Christian.
That's true. They couldn't imagine that a man so brilliant could be Jewish. And he was even posthumously baptized by some of the fanatics who were sure that Moses Mendelssohn, together with Socrates and Homer, would yet recognize the divinity of Christ.
Heinrich Heine.
Well, Heinrich Heine was the greatest German poet after Goethe, so beloved that not even the Nazi could eradicate his poetry, and his poems continued to appear in German anthologies, however marked author unknown.
Heinrich Heine, like many other Jews in the 19th century, was at least nominally a convert to Christianity.
Well, he was like so many other converts, a pragmatic convert. The wonderful thing about Heine, that he was ambivalent about being a German as much as he was ambivalent about being a Jew. He lived most of his time in France, since much of his work was censored in Germany.
The motivation of the German Jews you write about wasn't simply to make it materially. It was to achieve a more substantial self-improvement than that, as I read it.
In this book, I write mostly about intellectuals and writers and artists. And the main thrust of their intellectual efforts was a desperate attempt often, to civilize German patriotism. In this, of course, they failed. By civilizing German patriotism, what I mean was an effort to establish what we should today call a multicultural society, where you could be both Jewish and German, to separate church and state, to guarantee democracy and civil liberties. This was the main thrust of their intellectual effort.
Well, Amos Ilon, thank you very much for talking with
thank
us.
Thank you very much, Mr. Siegel.
Amos Ilon is the author of The Pity of It All, A History of Jews in Germany, 1743 to 1933.